Thank you for being a part of our journey together at this time on this station. This is our final day this week. We're meeting coast to coast in America on the radio and all the way around the world on this podcast. I hope that you'll get some rest this weekend and find yourself in the church to worship God, to learn the truth of His Word preached to you, and to enjoy fellowship with other brothers and sisters in Christ. Christian radio is not a replacement for participation in the local church. Unless you are physically unable to make it to church, I encourage you to please attend and give of yourself fully to others when you get to where the people of God have gathered. Before the weekend gets underway, let's learn all that we can from Jesus, our master teacher, and we put in today at verse 10 of Matthew chapter 4. I'll remind you that Jesus is facing the last of his three temptations in the rugged wilderness following his baptism in the Jordan River, God's commissioning of the Lord into his ministry. And the devil has slithered up to the Lord and offered him all the kingdoms of the world and their glory, if Jesus will fall down and worship the devil. And here is how Jesus responds. Verse 10 of Matthew 4, "Then Jesus said to the devil, 'Go, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only.'" Matthew 4, verse 10. Certainly you will notice a clear commonality between Jesus' response here and Jesus' response in verses 4 and 7 to the other temptations. The Lord says, "It is written," and then quotes again from the Old Testament book of Deuteronomy. This time it is Deuteronomy chapter 6 and verse 13 and chapter 10 and verse 20. You can read those for yourself this weekend, Deuteronomy 6, 13 and 10, 20. "It is written, it is written, it is written. Scripture, scripture, scripture. Bible, Bible, Bible." Jesus overcomes temptation by the word of God. There is a crucial lesson here for anyone who claims Christ as Savior. When the devil moves in on us to tempt us to sin, temptations will rule and master us if we do not know the Word of God well enough to defend ourselves. I believe the reason many Christians live in sin is because they do not know the Bible. They have not read it, memorized it, meditated on it, prayed through it, and are therefore unable to use the Scripture as a weapon against evil. I'm thinking today about Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 17, the second part. Ephesians 6 verse 17b says, "The sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God." In a rich passage of the New Testament that I would love to teach here on God Is sometime, the Apostle Paul completes his extraordinary letter to the church at Ephesus with instructions on how to stand firm against the schemes of the devil. That is exactly how he puts it in verse 11 of Ephesians 6. And when the Apostle Paul gets to verse 17, he highlights the Word of God. The sword is the Spirit, is the Word. And this is a necessary weapon which, listen, is far more powerful than anything Satan can throw your way or my way. The Greek word here for sword suggests a small sword, 6 to 18 inches in length. A soldier would use it offensively and defensively. Likewise, your Bible isn't very big in size. Maybe yours is stored in your mobile technology, which is small and light. But oh, when you know the word, you yield that sword, it slashes and cuts the devil to death. It protects you. My friends, invest serious time knowing the word of God for yourself. Take out that sword every day and use it. Do not depend on others to tell you what the Bible says. Look, I am not going to be there when the devil tempts you. Your other favorite radio Bible teachers, your most listened to podcast host, and your pastor are not going to be there when the devil deceives you. You need to be like Jesus. If our Lord and Savior said to Satan, "It is written," and then quoted the Old Testament directly to him, how much more so should we? I know it's possible you think I'm always harping on this. Good. I am. Please know this word of God. If you know anything, know this. And use this in your own spiritual battles with the great enemy of your soul. In Paul's letter to the church at Corinth, he boldly states, "No temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. And God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you were able, but with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it. Can we resist the devil? Yes. How? Through the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. The Bible is the most important resource you have. Back to Matthew chapter 4 and verse 10, then Jesus said to the devil, "Go, Satan, for it is written, you shall worship the Lord your God and serve him only." True. We worship God and God alone, period. And when Jesus told Satan to go, he did. Drop down to verse 11, then the devil left Jesus. And if we use the word of God to defend ourselves, the evil one will leave us too. As the Bible says, resist the devil and he will flee from you. That's James 4, verse 7. James 4, verse 7. And so off goes the devil. He will show up again to buffet Jesus, but again he will be totally unsuccessful. For now, though, as we leave verse 11 of Matthew 4, Jesus is prepared to leave the wilderness as he withdraws into Galilee and then settles into Capernaum, which is by the Sea of Galilee. We've already covered much of verse 11 way back at the start of verses 1 through 11 when we attended summer school together. Remember that? If not, go download the podcast and listen to this whole series again, or for the very first time. We began on Monday, July 8, 2019. Since Monday, July 8, we have studied the first 11 verses of Matthew 4. So I strongly encourage you to get on 590amtheword.com. That's 590amtheword.com and listen to all the podcasts beginning Monday, July 8, 2019 and ending today, August 16. At the top of the WEZ website is a link called Podcasts. Click that and then click God Is. It's easy. I sincerely pray this will be of great help to you in your own battles with sin, as you learn from Jesus Christ how to resist the devil. He is our teacher. I am merely and humbly the voice. There is, however, this final phrase of Matthew 4, verse 11 that I want to point out before we go for the weekend. The Bible says, "Behold, angels came and began to minister to Jesus." To me, this is one of the truly sweet statements in the Gospels. How beautiful. God is the loving, caring Heavenly Father who takes such good care of His own. We experience this too after we have had a particularly tough battle with the devil. God, through His Spirit, ministers to us. He binds up our wounds. He forgives us when we fall for the temptation and return to Him, seeking that forgiveness. Our Father strengthens us for the onward journey and trains us well for spiritual war. Also, do not miss the twist. This part of verse 11 gives back to the second temptation in verse 6 when the devil quotes Psalm chapter 91, verses 11 and 12. This is verse 6 of Matthew 4. The devil said to Jesus, "If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down. For it is written, he will command his angels concerning you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not strike your foot against a stone." Well, well, well. Here in Matthew 4, verse 11, look who comes to minister to the Lord Jesus, the angels. When Psalm 91 is properly applied, it is fulfilled. When Psalm 91 is properly applied, it is fulfilled. How awesome is that? How great is our God? I hope you see this and will give thanks to God with me. Well, I can tell you that even in preparing this series of teaching for you, the devil came against me. He was hot on my trail. I believe in the devil. He is real. But you know who else is real? Very real. It's Jesus. And in these weeks together, the Lord has been so close to me. In fact, through the Holy Spirit who lives in me, I have found the greatest strength imaginable. It is hard to put to words the faithfulness of Christ to me as your Bible teacher. I believe that what I have shared with you comes from the heart of God and is deeply rooted in the truth of His Word. I also believe you need to hear this. Where you have agreed with me, I hope you will apply what you have learned and find it transforming. Where you have disagreed with me, I hope you have reached out to me to tell me. No, it is not too late. Write to me and give some feedback on what you've heard from this microphone. My addresses will be given in just a few more minutes. As we close, I want to remind you of what's coming up starting on Monday. When you tune in next time, I'll be doing something slightly different in style, but I think you will enjoy it and benefit from it. For the next 2 weeks, so the final 2 weeks of the month of August, I've reached back into the God Is archives and found the interview I did with Dr. Brent Fulton from Hong Kong in the fall of last year. August 19 through 30, I will be airing that again here on God Is. We'll talk about what God is doing in the nation of China, which is a lot. This will get us to think about God on the move in the world and will help us to know how to pray for China and the Christians there, as well as to be prepared if and when we visit that splendid and ancient land. I have lived in Hong Kong for 21 years, and so this place is close to my heart, particularly in these days when Hong Kong is going through so much turmoil. Please pray for that city and its people. Those of you listening on KDIA in San Francisco will be hearing this interview for the first time, and many of you in New England and via the podcast have not heard it yet. For those of you who have, listen again. God is doing mighty ministry in China, and you should know about it, and invite someone to tune in with you. So be sure and be here for God Is for the next 2 weeks as we close out the summer together. Finally, let's pray together. Our Father, our faithful Father in heaven, you know every single one of us intimately. You know us better than we know ourselves, and you know we struggle with our flesh, the mortal body, and with the devil's temptations towards sin. You know this. And so we confess to you our struggle with sin, and we acknowledge that we need you. We're desperate for you. We've been blessed beyond measure to walk with Jesus through this portion of Matthew 4. I pray that we will now apply everything you taught us by your Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Enjoy your weekend and join Brent and myself on Monday for God Is.